بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we are talking about the Muslim identity, the qualities of a Muslim, what will tell me if I am a Muslim. And those qualities are best described in the ayat of Surah Al-Furqan, which we have been doing now for the last couple of days, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes certain qualities as the qualities of those believers who He loves, those believers who He called His ibad, ibadur Rahman. Now the third of those qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. And they who say, O our Rabb, turn away from us the punishment of Jahannam, the punishment of hell, surely the punishment thereof is a lasting torment. We are talking about the qualities of the believers, and we said that the first quality, the defining quality of the Muslim, is that the Muslim is the one who has submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So submission, ubudiyat, is the defining, differentiating quality of the Muslim. And in ubudiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned standing in salah, especially standing in the night and making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, he said, the slave is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sajda, so make a lot of dua in the sajda. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua, inshallah. So therefore, the quality is ubudiyat. So when the person recognizes his Rabb, and when the person recognizes himself and he understands his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks for deliverance and he asks for protection from the hellfire. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this at the end of those beautiful ayat, where he said, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Again the same thing, where the slave, after recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intelligent person, the one who Allah called Al-Ulil Arbab, these people and people like them, who after looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing His glory and majesty in that creation, and submitting themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, O Allah, save us, glorified are You, Subhanak, faqina adhab an-nar, and save us from the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, it is a interesting thing that people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from being disobedient to Him. The way that we are disobedient is by forgetting this akhirah, by forgetting the fact that there is punishment. There is no denying of the mercy of Allah. There is no denying of the forgiveness of Allah. There is no denying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive all sins. But there is also no denying of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like we didn't make up the rahmah of Allah, we also didn't make up the itab of Allah, the anger of Allah, the punishment that Allah will give to those He wishes to punish. We ask Allah to save us from that. So it is very foolish to deny that, or to pretend it doesn't exist, or to imagine that it will not happen to you and me. The thing about Islam and the Islamic Aqeedah is that the Islamic Aqeedah says that the punishment of the hellfire, the punishment of the qabr, will be for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to give it to, whether that person is a Muslim, even if the person is a Muslim. Because if a person has been disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is liable for punishment. Now if Allah chooses to forgive him, alhamdulillah, but if a person lives a life of disobedience and dies without making istighfar, without seeking forgiveness, then wallahu alam, it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. We ask Allah to save us from that. Especially if we have been doing things, and of course, please understand that not all crimes are the same, not all sins are equal. Therefore, depending on what kind of sin that we have been committing, for all we know, we might even have left the fold of Islam. Maybe we were indulging in something which amounts to kufr, which amounts to shirk. For example, if we didn't pray, it amounts to kufr, it means we have left Islam. For example, if we do deliberately something which is haram, if we drink alcohol, we know it is haram, but we still drink alcohol, we commit zina, we do fornication, we do adultery, we oppress people, we deal in interest. We know all of these things are haram. We know them, yet we still do them. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals in interest, yet we choose to deal in interest. Now, what does that mean? It means that we have accepted a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you accept a declaration of war from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on what basis do we seek and accept and expect the forgiveness of Allah? Now, I don't understand this logic, because obviously I don't believe in this logic. I believe that we must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, and we must fear His anger, just as we look forward to His forgiveness and His rahmah. To do one or the other to the exclusion of the other, to do one to the exclusion of the other is wrong. For example, if somebody is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that he falls into despair and he says that, oh, but you see, Allah will never forgive me, this also is kufr. So we definitely do not do that. At the same time, on the other hand, if somebody says, oh, don't worry, I'm going to talk to Allah, you know, Allah understands me, I don't have to fear for this, I will not be punished, this also is insanity, this also is stupid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent His kalam, and in His kalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned azab of Jahannam, Allah mentioned the azab of the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the akhirah, the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to fear these things. Allah told us to fear the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to fear Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to fear His anger. Now, after Allah tells us to fear His anger, why would we not do that? And if we don't do that, then we have only ourselves to blame, because we can't say, that we were not warned. We were warned, but we chose to ignore that warning, and obviously there is a price to pay if we do that. I ask Allah to save us from that. So the quality of the believer is that the believer lives with this thing, with this fear, which then becomes a protection for him. The fear is not a fear by itself. The fear is a protection, because the moment he contemplates, I'm not even talking about doing or committing a sin, I'm saying the moment the thought comes, the moment the temptation comes, the moment he contemplates doing something wrong, immediately he remembers the Jahannam, he remembers the anger of Allah, and stops himself from committing that sin, because he says, no, I will not disobey Allah. No matter who it pleases or displeases, I don't care, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fear of Jahannam is a protection for the individual from sin and from the anger of Allah. So this fear is, alhamdulillah, this is a very positive thing. It is something that we should inculcate and ask ourselves. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that a person will be resurrected in the state in which he died. Now imagine if we die in a state which is where we were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be resurrected in that state. How utterly humiliating that will be. May Allah protect us from that. How utterly humiliating to be resurrected in a state where we were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though the disobedience that we did of Allah may have been even in private, but the resurrection will be in public. Then what will happen to us? And that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fear doing sins in private. Because that is a sign of arrogance. Because you, what is private? There is no such thing as private. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing us. So knowing that Allah is seeing us, we still commit a sin, what does that tell us? So therefore, we need to protect ourselves from all forms of sins, whether it's private or public. And also we need to fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is this the sign of the believers, where they are saying, O Allah, save us from the fire, because the fire is a long time. That the time that people will spend in the fire is very long. Now again, please understand, long is not necessarily number of hours or days or years. Long is how it feels. I don't recommend you to do this, but if you were to touch your hand onto a hot surface, whether it's, you know, the oven or the stove or something, even accidentally, if your hand touches that, instantly you will jerk your hand away because of the intensity of that burn, and then that pain remains. Burns are the worst of pains, and they remain for a long, long time. Now, therefore, it's not a question of how long. The question is that the pain is so much that it appears to be extremely long, even though it might have been 2 seconds. But if you, as I said, I'm not telling you to put your hand in the fire for 2 seconds. Please don't do anything like that. But I'm just saying that, think about that. Even if our hand touches something, even for a second, how long it feels, and then the pain of that lasts for so long. So here we are talking about not just touching a hot surface, we are talking about being inside the fire. May Allah protect us from that. How much, what is the duration of that? Who's going to sit there and count the seconds and hours? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to inculcate within ourselves the qualities of the believers and make that into our identity. The Muslim identity, therefore, is somebody who is submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody whose manners are good. So even if he is accosted, even if he is irritated and provoked by the ignorant people, he does not respond to them, he does not react to that. He just says salam and moves away. And somebody who stands in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, builds his connection with him, makes istighfar and tawbah, and makes a lot of dua, which we ask Allah to accept. And this person also fears the Jahannam. This is the classic position of the Muslim, bain al-khawfi wa tam'a. He is between fear and hope, the fear of the anger of Allah and the hope in His forgiveness. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us and to keep us in that position and to take us in that position. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.